Brett's done the walk from one room to the other for Gisborne Village and is down in the St Kilda rooms with one of their defensive stalwarts. Fire away, Brett.
Thanks, mate. Here with Sean Dempster. Sean, obviously not great when you don't get the points in round one, but I think you can be pretty happy with the effort and the intensity, especially after a bit of a slow start.
Yeah, definitely. It was probably that second quarter that let us down. I think they had 16-5 inside 50, so we really let them get on top of us there, and it was a bit of a grind after that, but all credit to the boys. We kept whacking away and we gave ourselves a chance in the end.
You've been around a lot of groups, especially with Sydney and St Kilda, and you're now one of the veterans of the footy side. You've got so much youth, especially through the midfield and also a bit in the back half. How do you go in terms of developing that yourself as a leader down back and the boys coming through?
I think first and foremost, you've got to lead by example on the field, especially in on the training track, and try and teach them along the way, and hopefully a little bit of what we've learnt, myself and the other leaders can rub off on them, and going forward that they can really stand up and become really good players for us.
Sean, you were creating a lot of momentum, worked your way back into the game halfway through the last quarter, and then Nick Riewoldt copped a whack from behind. He's gone off the ground. Any idea or update on how he is?
Yeah, obviously, the captain of the club and our leader, they've let us know that everything's fine. I think he's just got a little bit of whiplash, and they've taken him off for precautionary scans, but no concussion, so everything's looking fine.
In a situation like that, Sean, where your team obviously gets fired up, I mean, Nick is, you know, a prominent player within your group, being your captain, I mean, everyone wants to fly the flag, but a couple of free kicks that were given away in that situation, when as a group, I mean, you were one goal away from really putting the wind up the Giants and getting a chance at victory. As a leader, were you trying to settle the guys down and get their minds back on the game?
Yeah, definitely. Being that close, and like you said, we had the momentum, and we've given away two silly free kicks and really giving them a bit of a foot in the door, so that's really disappointing. I mean, you obviously want to stand up for your mates, and especially your captain, you want to fly the flag, but it's about doing it the right way, and it's about attacking the ball hard and going at the next contest, not just giving away cheap little free kicks.
You must have been satisfied, Sean. You mentioned that you kept grinding away as a club. In that second quarter, as a team, from our vantage point up here, it just looked like the whole you made a couple of skill errors, and then the whole team went very reactive. The fact that that didn't actually stop you guys, or basically allow GWS just to get easy goal, easy goal, easy goal. You did keep fighting and keep chipping away, and to turn it around, to get as close as you did in the end, disappointing not to win, but it was a really good turnaround from the club from that second quarter where you were so reactive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, having some young kids in the team and a very young list, that sometimes that can capitulate into giving them too many easy scores with your head down and worrying about the skills and probably going within yourself and becoming a bit insular a little bit. But all credit to the boys, and we do have that young list. They really just kept cracking away and grinding away, and I think it's a credit to the fitness staff that we've had a massive summer, and probably coming into the last quarter we had probably the momentum and the legs in the end.
Sean, beyond the obvious measurement of success, wins and losses, what will be a measurement of success this year for the St Kilda Football Club?
I suppose all you want is continual improvement. You want the young guys to step up and really make their mark on this club and to really own it. You can't just leave it up to the Riewoldts and Montagna. You really want Jack Nunes, Jack Stevens to really take this club by the scruff of the neck and go with it. So if we can get those blokes to really stand up and really take this club forward, I think we'll have a successful year.
Two relatively new players to your club, Membry and also Bruce. Sean, tell us a bit about those two. I mean, Bruce, I thought his impact on the game was significant in that second half. I mean, he jumped at the ball. He took that screamer, of course, but it was more than that. His tackling was very good. Tell us a bit about him. Can he stand up and be that key forward that you desperately need to support, Nick, this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think start of last year, we sort of had him down back and went into the reserves and really found his feet in the forward line, and he's continued that over the summer. He's got an enormous work rate, and I think that's what you see come game day, is all that work that he's put in over the summer and his ability, like you said, to not only take the big mark but to chase down little guys and make those desperate one percenters. Is all credit to him. He's done that himself, and he's worked extremely hard at his game. Tim Membry is exactly the same. He's come into this club and from another club that's been very successful, but he's really brought into what we're about, being a Saints man, and all credit to him. And yeah, hopefully he has a good season too.
Sean, Andy Marr, bad luck on the loss today. Mate, better luck next week. What did Alan Richardson say to you? I imagine you've had a team meeting. Was there a simple message that he put to the group after that today?
Yeah, he just reiterated probably about the last quarter and why we're probably not doing that to start the game with, and really taking it on, being aggressive, blokes going for their marks, playing on and really taking the game on. It's disappointing when you're kind of leaving that to the last quarter and you're trying to make up ground. So going forward, I mean, we've only got a six-day break and it's probably limited training time, but just for the players to visualise that last quarter and to take that into next week.
And a bit of polish and maybe a bit more control of that centre square early in the game. You're sort of able to break even in that second half, but Mumford certainly sort of controlled the momentum out of there early in the game. If you could sort of tighten up there as that collective midfield group, then who knows?
Yeah, definitely. I think we all let ourselves down in that second quarter, but all credit to the boys. They really competed hard in the second half and I think got back on top. And It's a big job playing on Mumford. He's a big boy, and Billy Longer, I thought, cracked away all day, and he's probably given away 20 kilos, but I thought his effort on the day was pretty good.
Mate, better luck next week. We appreciate you joining us.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.